You're listening to Solomon Says, where we talk about tiny stories. And I tell you my big opinions. Life is busy. Work, kids, yoga, the internet, books. Hey, does anyone read books anymore? Who can read books when there are emails and news feeds to get through? When was the last time somebody asked you, read anything good lately? Now, how about the last time they asked, did you see that video of that cat that eats with the chopsticks? Well, guys, fear not. There is a new speed reading app that promises to reinvent the way we read in this info age. It's called Spritz. Reading with the app is called spritzing, naturally. Want to get through War and Peace in 10 to 19 hours? Spritz it. Want to read a tweet in 0.23 seconds? Spritz it. Want to cut that phone call with your mother down to 10 seconds? You're out of luck. Here's how Spritz works. You look at a small box on the screen and words flash by one at a time. The words are lined up along what's called an optimal recognition point. One letter per word is read, the point of optimal recognition. So basically, you just look at the word and recognize the meaning without reading it. And to think, all this time, we've been wasting time using our eyes, moving them across each word, along an entire sentence, and then down to the line below like a bunch of idiots. Sure, spritzing isn't pleasurable, but is reading even about pleasure? Sure, spritzing makes you feel like you're on crack, but who doesn't love crack? And sure, you may not really grasp the words you just read, but since when is reading about comprehension? Today, everything is about consuming content as quickly as possible. In our sped-up environment, there's not much time to actually think or process that information. So good job, app makers, software developers, whatever you guys call yourselves. Now, how about working on something that saves us even more time? Because spritzing is actually kind of a lot of work. How about a pill? A Harry Potter pill. Bam, I've read all of Harry Potter, seen all of the movies. Or a sleep app, an app that gives us everything we get from sleep without actually sleeping. Or a food app, because eating also a huge waste of time. Solomon says, dear app makers, please make my childhood dream of consuming information like Johnny Five from Short Circuit a reality. But as we all become more robotic, can you remember to develop a human app which gives us points for looking around at our surroundings and empathizing with people?
Oh. Check it out! Major input! I've been waiting here. I'll be right back after these words. Input, input, input! Woo!
This has been another edition of Solomon Says, only on The Comedy Show with Joey Elias.